since January the 1st, reading.
That's the guy's thing.
Okay, good. I was just saying, we have been reading in the Bible as a church since January 1st, starting in Genesis and then in the Psalms and in the New Testament, Matthew, and we've been reading through the Bible. How many of you have started to read through the Bible? Amen. I encourage you, if you haven't, to do it. If you have, to continue to do it. And a lot of times I'll preach messages from the reading of the Bible, and that's what we're going to do today. We're looking at the man called Abraham in Genesis chapter 18. If you'll turn there, Genesis chapter 18. Encourage you to bring your Bible. I notice a lot of people are getting Bibles. See Brother Joe, our deacon. Good. And he has the bookshelf and does the Bibles. I know one of our guys. Did you talk to Brother Joe? Ricardo? All right. Ricardo Rivera. He ordered a Bible. Anyway, encourage you to get a Bible. Bring it to church. When I went to church, it was strange to me to see people bringing their Bibles. I went to a Baptist church just to attend it. Our church didn't do that. But Baptist churches do that because we believe the Bible is the Word of God and we preach it. So I encourage you to do that. In Genesis 18, we've been reading about this man called Abraham, and he was greatly blessed by God. And I want to look perhaps this morning and then this evening at a couple more. But I want to look at three things in Genesis 18 where Abraham was blessed by God. And I want to ask you the question, are you the kind of person that the Lord can give more blessings to? Are you the kind of believer that the Lord can entrust with more blessing or reward you with more blessings? Because you see, Abraham was greatly blessed of God. He started out slow, but he is probably one of the most famous men in all of the world. Even Islamic people know about Abraham. Jewish people know about Abraham. Christian people know about Abraham. And he was blessed by God. And you should desire that your life would be blessed, and you should desire that your life would be a blessing to others. And so this morning, I want to ask the question, are you the kind of believer the Lord rewards with more blessings? And I want to look at three things about that, just one this morning. First, the Lord rewards friendly believers with that blessing. Secondly, the Lord rewards faithful believers with that blessing. And thirdly, he rewards family believers. And Abraham was all three of those. But I want to look at the idea of the Lord rewarding friendly believers. So Noah, guys, right up here. I want to read verse 1 of Genesis 18. It says, "And the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Mamre, and he sat in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, lo, three men stood by him. And when he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground." Now, you know, Abraham had a name called Abram. And then God changed it to Abraham. Abram means great father, but Abraham means father of many. God said, I'm going to bless your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. I'm going to bless your physical children, your spiritual children. I'm going to bless them so abundantly, Abraham, that they're going to be like the stars in the sky. I'm going to bless them so abundantly, Abraham, they're going to be like the sand of the seashore. So God changed his name from Abram to Abraham, and God told him that he would greatly bless him. And you know what? That is what we should want. We should want not only to know we're going to heaven, but George Whitefield said, I just don't want to think I'm going to heaven. I want to take as many people with me to heaven as I can. And God said, Abraham, I'm going to use you, and you're going to bless people, that they're going to get saved, and their lives are going to be blessed because of you. I want to ask you, do you want those kind of blessings in your life? Do you want to bless more people in your life? Or do you just want to be comfortable and have a comfortable life and just kind of go through your life and be that way? You should welcome new people into the church. I want you to notice here, it says, and the Lord appeared unto him on the plains of Mamre. He, Abraham, sat in the tent door in the heat of the day, and he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men stood by him. When he saw them, he ran to meet them from the tent door and bowed himself toward the ground and said, my Lord, if now I found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant. You should be the kind of person like Abraham. When you see people coming by your way, you should run to meet them. When you see them coming out to church, you should greet them and be friendly to them and shake their hand and have a smile on your face. That's the kind of man that Abraham was. And notice he was just looking for visitors to come to his tent. And when they came, he showed them hospitality. He showed them friendliness. And that's the way we ought to be. If we have the love of God in our hearts, we ought to be friendly toward people that come our way, because we've got something to bless their lives and something that's really good for them. I remember I went to Israel with my wife in 2016. And when we went there to Israel, we went to Abraham's tent. And there was this guy there. He looked like Abraham. He had this tent. And he had us go to a meal, and we ate this delicious meal. There were more courses after one after another, and we enjoyed it so much. And he showed us hospitality. And you know, the Bible said that some people have entertained angels unaware by being friendly and by being hospitable to people. And here were three men. Now Abraham didn't know right away everything about those men. They were just looked like three men, but two of them were angels, and one was Jesus before he was born in Bethlehem. And Abraham, he was just looking for visitors and wanting to be friendly to those visitors. And we see that here. And it says that Abraham reached out to these people to show them friendship. And then he says, let a little water, I pray you, fetched, and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree, and I will fetch a morsel of bread and comfort ye your hearts. After that ye shall pass on, for therefore are you come to your servant. And they said, so do as thou hast said. You know, it's great to reach out to people and to be friendly to people. Abraham knew God. He knew the Lord's blessing in his life. God had given him promises in his word that he was going to have a great nation come from him. He was going to have a great Savior come from him. Abraham was going to touch lives, many, many lives, and he was going to be blessed. But it didn't happen unless he would be willing to be friendly. And I'm saying that if we're going to see people come to Christ, if we're going to see people come to church, we need to be friendly to people. Not just to our friends that we know. For all he knew, these people were strangers. He didn't know them. But you see how he ran to meet them. You see how he was just looking for them. You see when they came, he got them water and washed their feet, which was a big thing back in those days, and gave them something to eat. He wanted to be friendly to them. You know what? It's my 76th birthday today, and I wanted to be friendly to you. I wanted you to come out today. Somebody said, well, we're going to be able to get pizza. I said, let's get pizza. Let's get pizza today. Let's have a birthday cake. Let's be friendly. Let's invite people out. And I'm so glad that you came. And I'm saying today that we need to be like Abraham. We need to be friendly to people that come to our church. We need to reach out to people. And we need to be friendly to people. I remember Brother Eric told me, he said in Brother Hiles' church, they began to grow and new people began to come. And he said to the people, you know, people are coming to the church and you've been used to sitting in your particular pew. And now you can't sit there anymore because new people are coming and they're sitting in your place. Are you willing to give up your place? Are you willing to give up your pew? How many of you have given up a pew somehow? Amen. That's good. You see, that means that you're being friendly. You're doing like Abraham did. He saw these visitors. He didn't know them. They were new people. But he wanted visitors to come to his tent, and he wanted to be friendly to them. And so he was there to wash their feet. He was there to give them food. He was there to give them water to drink, you know, because he wanted to be friendly to them. And that's what we need to do if we're going to reach people for Jesus Christ. And the Apostle Paul was the same way as Abraham. He said in 1 Corinthians to the church, he said, "For though I be free from all men," in other words, I could do my own thing. He said, "Though I be free from all men, yet I have made myself a servant unto all." Now, that's the way Abraham was. He was very rich. He had a tent. He could have said, "Oh, I'm going to put a big wall up, and I'm going to not let anybody come to my tent, and I'm just going to stay away from people, and I'm just going to enjoy myself." But no, he wanted to bless people. And so he invited these people in, and he gave them food, and he took care of them, and he stood by them to make sure that they were being treated right. You ever gone to a restaurant, and the waiter comes back, and he goes, "How you doing?" Now he's hoping to get a tip, right? and a good waiter will do that. He'll check on you, make sure your needs are met, make sure you're happy, you got everything that you want. And that's what Abraham was. He was a servant. And the Apostle Paul, in the New Testament, the same way, he said, "I be free from all men, yet I've made myself a servant unto all, that I might," what? "Gain the more." What does that mean? We're friendly so that we can get people to go to heaven and be saved and not go to hell. God wants to save people, and he wants us to reach out to people. And Paul said, "And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews." He said, "I want to get Jews saved." It'd be great if we got some Jews saved and baptized and in the church. He said, "To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law." Though he says, "Being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." You know, our church has the opportunity to get people saved. But we don't get people saved by not being friendly. We don't get people saved by not being hospitable. We don't get people saved by just withdrawing from people our lives. No, we share our lives. We share what we have. Just like Jesus, he came all the way out of heaven to share his life and to give his life to save us. And he wants us to have that same mentality. In fact, the Bible says that the Apostle Paul said, "We didn't just give you the gospel. We didn't just give you the word of God. No, we shared our life with you. We wanted you to share with us." And I used to come down into Scranton and talk to people in Scranton when I was a college student up at the Bible College in Clark Summit at the time. But you know what? We would just come back to the Bible College. We had nothing to do with the people in Scranton. We were just up going, getting a college education. And you know what God showed me? No, I want you to get involved with people. And I remember going down, and we began to build the church, and we began to have fellowship dinners. And back then, we had a lot of black people. And back then, in that day, we ate what's called soul food. You ever eaten hog maws and chitlins? How many have had hog maws and chitlins? All right. I wasn't raised on hog maws and chitlins, but our first pastor knew all about it, and we had dinners, and we would have that kind of stuff. Macaroni and cheese, hog maws and chitlins, and all kind of stuff. Black-eyed peas, all kind of good stuff. We'll call it soul food. But what am I saying? We were friendly. We were reaching out to people. Then we just had the soul food, you know. And one of the guys, he was an African-American guy, Mr. Hebron. He said, "Randy," he said, "we got a nice little church family here. We don't want to spoil it by bringing anybody else in." But that wasn't right. He wanted us to reach out and have some other kind of food, too. and reach out and have some Italian food, and reach out and have some Chinese food, and reach out and have all kind of, and reach out to people, because see, the Bible says that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And so Abraham, God was working in his life to be friendly. He was blessing Abraham, but he wanted to bless him more. And a lot of people don't get blessed more than they are because they want to keep it to themselves. It's just me and us, and we want to keep it to ourselves. We don't want a lot of new people coming. We don't want a lot of new... It might mess up our style. No, that's not the way God feels. God told Abraham, we just read it, he said, in thee and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. See, that's what happened to the Jewish people. They just thought, oh, God just wants it for the Jews. And they just kept it for the Jews. But then they rejected the Lord Jesus. And he said, no, I'm going to go to the Gentiles now. I'm going to go to the world. I'm going to get people saved. And they're not going to eat kosher food. He told Peter, I know you've only eaten kosher food, but I want you to eat some hog maws and chitlins. I want you, Peter, to eat some other kind of food here. I want you to know that it's more than just the Jews. I want to reach the world. And you know what? Jesus put it this way. He said, other sheep have I that are not of this fold. Them I must bring also. You say, Pastor, what are you talking about? I'm talking about a church that fills up every pew on a Sunday morning. And then it fills up every pew so much that people can't get in here. And we have to have two services on Sunday so we can accommodate everybody. I'm talking about, that is what I want. You say, what are you talking about, Pastor? The Bible says where there is no vision, the people perish. They die and go to hell. See, God wants us to get out of our own little interest. God wants us to get out of our family interest. I'm not saying don't take care of your family. We're going to preach on that. Abraham was a family man. He was a family man. But I'm saying he went beyond his family. He showed hospitality. He reached out. And thank God for people that have hospitality. I think of Patty Gary's here today. And Brother Eric, 2012, you were going through a hard time. He was going through a hard time. Really, excuse me, really hard time. He was going through a hard time. I'm going to have to spray myself. Watch this. Ah, that's good. He was going through a really hard time. And Deacon Steve and Miss Patty Gary, they opened up their home. And they took him in, and they helped him when he was going through that hard time. They helped him survive, amen? They helped him make it. They helped him go. In 2017, I was going through a hard time. Same type of thing. Same devil, by the way. Hits men of God. And they opened up their home. And they ministered meals and friendship and people and hospitality. I'm just saying, we should be a friendly church, amen? The Bible says if you want to have friends, you must show yourself friendly. Right. You got to get outside of yourself. Well, you say, I am shy. I am introspective. I'm shy. Well, then suck your thumb when you shake your hand. No, just get out there. Show yourself friendly. And when somebody comes that's new, introduce yourself. My name is so-and-so. It's so good to have you here. What's your name? And so forth and so on. Thank God we have two new visitors today. We welcome our visitors that are here today. Ian and Jonathan, right? You guys are new today. And I wanna emphasize our new people today. Ian over here and Jonathan. Oh, thanks, Diane. You're being friendly? Amen. She says, I'm coming right now to get this message. Amen. And that's exactly what Abraham did. Didn't Jesus say, if you give a cup of cold water in my name to a preacher, prophet, you won't lose a prophet's reward. So by her giving me this water, I'll drink it. You like this suit? This is the one I wore when I met Trump. This is the suit I wore. And Trump had one on just like this. And I shook his hand. So I felt good. And you know what? Eli, your mother, bought me this suit. Did you know that? She bought me this suit so I could meet Trump. Because Trump likes you to have a good suit on. I like good suits too. So anyway, thank God for that. I'm talking about being friendly and reaching out to people and getting outside of ourselves so that we can help others and be friendly to others. And notice it says here in verse 6 and verse 7 and 8, and Abraham, get this, hastened into the tent unto Sarah. Now that's his wife, and said, make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal. Knead it, make cakes upon the hearth. And Abraham ran unto the herd and fetched a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man, and he hasted to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed and set it before them, and he stood by them under a tree, and they did eat. Abraham wasn't even eating. He was watching them eat. You know? Hey, I'm so glad you're going to have pizza today. My fun will be to watch you eat the pizza. I'm saying Abraham, he liked it that he could serve these people and they were eating. And wasn't it interesting? He could tell Sarah, go do this. And she was ready to do it. You know, there are some women, you could tell them to cook something. They say, I don't know how to cook. I have no idea how to cook. We maybe talk a little bit more about that when I talk about being family, but you know, there's so many ladies today. Have you ever heard of trad wives? How many have heard of trad wives? Trad wives. Okay. Trad wives are traditional wives. It just means they're back to the Bible. See, we got so many women today, they're pursuing their careers, and the family thinks, oh, we're going to get ahead if we have women get all this education, all this money. And there's nothing wrong with a woman getting a good education, getting money. But after you raise your kids... Getting quiet in here. Wow, is it getting quiet? I'm not afraid to say it. Your kids come first. Your husband comes first. Abraham had a woman that was there. When he wanted to be friendly, he had a woman that was there. You know what? I thank God for women in this church that are good wives and good mothers. I call them trad wives. And they are there when we want to have a church dinner. And they actually know how to cook. We'll brag on Bobby's wife a little bit because she's not here. She's done a lot of hospitality. Been through a lot, surgery and everything else. But over and over again. Now we shouldn't ever abuse that, right? A person that's hospitable. We have responsibility. But that hospitality can be used of God in the right setting. And thank God for it. And thank God for people like Sarah who worked with her husband Abraham. And that is the kind of wife that ladies ought to be. I'm so thankful. My wife, she had a bachelor's degree. She was a teacher and a counselor and all of that. But when she got married to me, she left that career so she could help me. And that when I came home, she would be there, and the kids, when they came home, she would be there. And she used all of her gifts and her talents to help me and to help raise a family and then to reach out to the church to be friendly to other people. I am saying this morning that if you want God to give you more blessings, then you need to determine, I'm going to be friendly. I'm going to reach out to other people and be hospitable. We're going to have fellowship dinners. We're going to have big days. You know, thank God for the big days at our church. Carnival Sunday, pizza party pastor Sunday, all these Sundays that we have at our church. And you know what? Many people have gotten saved by coming here and finding that we're friendly to people. But it takes sacrifice. It takes some effort. It takes getting rid of selfishness. and reaching out to others. And so that's what happened here with Abraham, and he was blessed of God in doing that. And the Bible says in Proverbs 11:30, he that winneth souls is wise. He that winneth souls is wise. Now you say, well, I know what soul winning is. Soul winning is giving people the gospel of Jesus Christ. How many have heard that? Soul winning is giving. And that's right. You'd be right. But do you know soul winning is also winning people over their personality? Treating them like Abraham did. Treating people like Paul did. So he could win more to Christ. He would win them by doing things for them and being friendly to them. And that's how we get blessed of God. You know, I often talk about my grandmother. When I was 17, my grandmother is the one that led me to the Lord. But do you know why my grandmother was the one that led me to the Lord? Because I loved to listen when my grandmother talked to me. In this scripture, after Abraham showed hospitality, God was there with two angels, and God had some messages for Abraham. You're here today, and you came for my birthday, and I thank you for coming, but God has a message for you today. And so when we're friendly so that you can get the message that God has for you from the Word of God, so that you can live your life based on the Word of God. And so God began to speak to Abraham, and he said, Abraham, I got a message for you. And Abraham said, well, what's the message? And he was 99 years old. His wife was 89 years old. They were getting up there in years. And God said, I know your wife hasn't had a baby, but she's going to get pregnant. And Abraham thought that was funny. Sarah was in the tent listening, and she laughed within herself. Ha ha, am I going to have a baby at 90 years old? And God said, yeah, you're going to have a baby. And that baby, his name's going to be Isaac. And he's going to have a baby named Jacob. And Jacob's going to have 12 children. And one of those children, Judah, is going to have children, will have children. And then they'll have a child named David. And then David will have children. And then pretty soon it will go all the way down to Mary. And it will go down to Joseph. They both came from David. And the Son of God, who is going to save the world, who's also going to be the Son of Man, that person is going to be virgin born. And Abraham, he's going to come from you, and he's going to bless the whole world. Jesus Christ. Amen. See, you're here because God wants you to know about Jesus Christ. And we're a friendly church because we want to bless people that they could know about Jesus Christ. And my grandmother, I mean, she got on my wavelength. You say, what was your wavelength? Well, I came home from work. I was working with my uncle doing plaster. I was starving hungry. And she would have, not soul food then, she had T-bone steak, mashed potatoes and gravy, apple pie. I mean, all kind of food. And she would feed me that food, and then she would sit down and talk to me. And when she talked to me about Jesus, when I was 17, I got saved. I was reading the Bible at her house in my great-grandmother's bedroom, and I was convicted by the law of God. I'm going to die and go to hell. And that made me sad, and I asked God for a way out. And then my grandmother made me glad because she told me when Jesus died, he split the veil of the temple. He ended the Old Testament. He brought in a new covenant where my sins could be forgiven. I could go to heaven. I believed on the Lord. You know what? God's made it very simple, his plan of salvation. He wants you to get that message today. You don't have to become a Jew to get saved. You don't have to eat kosher food to get saved. You don't have to eat hog maws and chitlins to get saved. You don't have to go through a whole series of religious classes to get saved. No, it's God's simple plan of salvation. God did it all. It's compared to a meal, just like my grandmother made me the meal. All I had to do is eat it. Jesus already gave his blood. Jesus already died for the sins of the world and paid for the sins of the world. He was buried. He rose again. And no matter who you are or what your background is, we want you to get saved by believing in Jesus. Do you notice as soon as the person gets saved, they come forward and get what? Baptized. It's like a wedding ring. They put on the ring. I can take this ring off. I'm still married to my wife who's back there. But she likes me to have it on because she wants people to know I'm hers and she's mine. When you get baptized, you don't have to wait to take a bunch of classes. You don't have to become a Jew. You can get baptized right away. It doesn't matter what nation you're from, what color you're from, or are. It's not race, it's grace. Everybody, you cut their skin, they bleed what? Red. We all came from Adam. And the Savior of the world, his blood was red. And he shed it for all of us who have red blood. Amen? Because all of us need a Savior. And so our church, we want to get as many people saved as God will allow us. But he won't allow us and he won't bless us if we don't show ourselves friendly to people. And that's what Paul did. He gave them the gospel, but he did things for them. He showed them love. He showed them hospitality. And so I'm so thankful for a friendly church and that we're going to have a good time today. But I want to say this. The reason why I wanted you here for my birthday is not so I'd get a birthday present. You say, well, what's your birthday present? It's you. It's you. It's you coming. But it's even more than that. It's you knowing that you're going to heaven because you put your faith in Jesus Christ and are a born-again Christian. And then after you get saved, being willing to get baptized and joining the church. And listen, there's nothing out there in the world for you teenagers. There's nothing good out there for you. Take it from a guy that's 76. I've been where you are, man. I've been a teenager. I've been a young man. I've been a young married man. I've gone through middle age. Now I'm into whatever you call it, old age. But I want to say, there's nothing better than right here. Nothing better than being in Jesus and being in the church of God. And because of that, we want to be friendly and we want to reach out to other people. And by being friendly, you never know who you're going to reach. I mean, look, Abraham was reaching Jesus before he was born. Didn't Jesus say, in as much as you've done it to the least of these, you've done it to me? Now, you know what he's talking about there? He's talking about, especially during the tribulation, if you take care of Jewish people that don't take the mark of the beast, you've done something wonderful to me. And I won't forget you for that. When you do nice things to God's people, he appreciates it. And he says, I don't forget that. I'll reward you for that. I'll bless you for that. Because you're being friendly to my people. Being friendly, it takes sacrifice. Being friendly means you've got to get into others. Don't live a selfish life. Somebody has said that a corn of wheat, when it falls into the ground, it dies. In fact, Jesus said that. But if the corn of wheat doesn't fall into the ground and die, it won't bring forth other fruit. You've got to put that in the ground and die. You need to come to the place in your life where you die to your own desires, to your own plans, and where you'll live for God and for others and be friendly to others. And I like what Dr. Wendell Kempton said years ago. He said, many Christian workers have been like the corn of wheat. They've fallen into the ground, but they haven't died. They're still holding on to their own life. Don't do that. Give it up. Jesus gave his life and his blood, and look what he did. He is now saving the world. We had that missionary Wednesday night. He's from what country was that? Myanmar or Burma. That's because of Jesus dying on that cross. He's saving people from all over the world. And that's what we want to do. We want to bless missionaries in China and Myanmar and Mexico, all over the world. And we want to bless the people of northeastern Pennsylvania and see more people get saved. I'll end it this way. I believe you're here this morning because God wants you to benefit from Abraham's offspring, the Lord Jesus Christ. And he wants you to be saved, and then if you're saved, he wants you to reach out to your family members. And when you see your family members get saved, he wants you to reach out to others. I went out Thursday night with Christian Rodriguez. We knocked on a door. We had a wonderful opportunity to lead a guy to the Lord. Isvaldo, right? Isvaldo. And that's what we want to do. We want to see Isvaldo get baptized and walk with God. He's from West Africa. Portuguese, an island off of West Africa. I'm just saying, be friendly to everybody. Because everybody may be having a hard time. You don't know when people are going through a hard time. So be friendly, be kind, reach out, and make sure that they get the message. All right, let's bow for prayer. I'm going to ask every head bowed and every eye closed. We've been talking about